Motown Generation.
The early years, 1959 through 1963.
Detroit, Michigan. Motortown. Motown. This is the Motown Sound. In 1959, with the owner and founder of the Motown Record Corporation, Perry Gordy Jr.
Having been around a lot of the crowd coming from the ghetto and the blues-loving people and all that, we really dug the type of things that reflected the society. And I felt that this was something that could be a very good force in American music and communicating with people. I had always wanted to be a songwriter. I decided to write things more from feeling because I wanted just a straight line approach with what I was trying to say to the people. When I would write the song and send it out, it would not come out like I thought it should. So I was unhappy with that, so I decided to produce my things. And then I got Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, and we started producing. That was how the record company really got started. Of course, we did some foolish things. We put all our money in each year, and if we had gone any year without hit records, we'd have been out of business. We just turned it over and over and over and over, and after 5 years, we had at least three or four or five hits each year. Money was the first hit. At the time, I was broke. I had, a girlfriend or two who were telling me, how much they loved me, but meant nothing. Therefore, the line came that your love gives me such a thrill, but your love don't pay my bill.
Motown Generation.
The early years, 1959 through 1963.
1972. WPGC, AM and FM, Morningside, where the rock rolls on. And now, here's Bill.
Yeah. Mr. Postman from the early years of the Motown generation. Big Wilson here with music at WPGC, the early years, 1959 through 1963.
The Motown generation.
The early years, 1959 through 1963.
The leader of Motown's first group.
First of all, we got together as a group. The five members that we have now, in 1955 or 6, I believe, we were in high school. We sang at different local talent shows and so on and so forth. Chaperone was the third record that really made some noise for us nationally, but it was the biggest record that we ever had to that point, and the biggest record for Motown Records. It was the first million seller, and it really, really got things moving, you know. Chaperone was recorded in 1960, and early in 61, we got a gold record. It really got us established as a group.
Smokey Robinson, Ronnie White, Pete Moore, and Bobby Rogers, The Miracles.
When I became of age, my mother called me to her side. She said, son, you're growing up now. Pretty soon you'll take a bride. And then she said, just because you become a young man now, there's still some things that you don't understand. Before you ask some girl for a hand now, keep your freedom for as long as you can.
Smokey Robinson and the Miracles had so many, but the immediate follow-up to that particular song, which was recorded in early of 1960 and then released somewhat in 1960 a little bit later on after it was recorded naturally, was a song called Ain't It Baby by the Miracles. At that time, they were just known as the Miracles. Smokey Robinson was with them, but he didn't have his name in front of them. And then later on, all the Motown groups seemed to get their leaders' names in front of them, like Martha Reeves and the Vandellas and Smokey Robinson and the Miracles and Diana Ross and the Supremes. But here's one of the Miracles that was the follow-up to Shop Around.
You wanna make me sad, you wanna
the Miracles and Ain't It Baby. That was the third record that Smokey Robinson and the Miracles had out. Their very first thing was Bad Girl, recorded back in October of 1959, and that reached number 93, which isn't too prominent on the top 100. And then Shop Around was a gigantic thing for him. It reached number 2, and that was released in late 1960, going into early 61. And then Ain't It Baby. And after that, well, it was weird. Shop Around was a gigantic thing, but after that, he still could never get established because all of his hits were Ain't a Baby, number 49, Broken Hearted, 97, 51, 52, 35, 39, 94. And then it was 1962 that he came up with You Really Got a Hold on Me, that went up to number 8. But we're in the early years right now of the Motown generation with Big Wilson at WPGC Radio number 1.
The Motown Generation.
The early years, 1959 through 1963.
Big Wilson, our radio number one in the early years. The cash ripoff amount is $466. Incidentally, Shop Around, which we heard just a little bit earlier during the early years, was the very first song that ever sold 1 million copies for the Motown folks, who actually got underway in 1959. And of course, their first big, big song was Money. But the first million seller was Shop Around by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. The early years, 1959 through 1963. Now with Big Wilson on radio number one. Some of their bubblegum with the Jackson 5 and a couple of other funky things like Psychedelic Shack of recent years. But these are the early years at present from the Motown generation.